This has been a long time coming. I am actually glad that I actually pressed the the record button. Well, I think I've finally conquered my fears, and we are on. Yeah, we are on. I'm glad to see this day. I am very happy to have seen this day actually, and as I said at the start a couple of seconds ago, that this has been a long time coming. So this is me. This is Mungai, just a 24-year-old who's just cleared university, a graduate, as they say. Yeah, it is. It has been a long journey, actually, coming to this time in this in my life, and you know, this is just the start of another journey. You know, and I love placing some. There's a phrase I love using called a timestamp, and this is one. So this is the 28th of November on a Tuesday, 11 a.m. Probably the people listening to this will listen to it later, but as I said, it's a timestamp for the start of this journey that I have been longing for. I just, to be honest, had a lot of fear on how I will start it, on how I would carry forward, but as the Englishmen say, you know, just place the right foot, start a journey of a thousand steps. That's the first one. So this is the first, and I'm glad to be here. I hope whoever will be listening in will be also integrated to listen to this. Oh, because I wouldn't know on what to start with, but I just wanted whoever will be listening to actually just feel comfortable in listening to somebody just talk. I don't know. But yeah, as I said, my name is Mungai Kaongoi. You probably have never heard of that name. I don't know. Have you? I don't know. I don't miss you. But anyway, so this is actually, as I said, a journey that will be hopefully a transformational journey for me, and a journey that I will be proud of, a journey that I hope will help other people, you know, to actually get something out of this. Personally, I love, you know, having conversations with people and having, you know, learned something at the end of each conversation that we have. And to the few or many people that I've had conversations with, I think we always come to an end of conversations, whether agreeing to disagree, and or we find a solution, or we agree on one thing. So hopefully by this, it will help you, like, you know, get different perspectives of things that are actually happening in our world right now, and hopefully the conversation that I will be having here alone, hopefully they will be, you know, they will place a thought in you that will make you have a different perspective of things. Because to be honest, in this industry, just from the few people I've listened to talk about things, you know, set up spaces for conversations about different topics that actually are enraging in our society right now, you get to understand that people have different views, which is good to appreciate most of the time, that people have different views. You appreciate that, you learn to listen, you learn to understand their way of life, their way of understanding and seeing things, and then you also get to understand why you have your own worldview, you know, why you have your own standards, if I may say, you have your own ways of thinking. And when you have conversations with people who have different ways of seeing things, then you can come to understand, you can come to agree on some things, and as I said, to agree to disagree. But at the end of the day, I love having conversations that actually are fruitful at the end of it. I do not like just being there and talking of things and then it ends up in more confusion. I don't like confusion, because I think conversations are meant to be there to actually find solutions, to actually understand each other, to actually get to understand people, to understand how life has different strings, you know, like life, every person has a different way of has had different experiences, you get. So hopefully this journey is great, and this journey is fulfilling to me personally, and to you who's listening. Yeah, it actually sounds weird when you start addressing people that are not here, but that hopefully, yeah, that is it. And I would actually love to say, you know, one of the few things I can say I have learned at this point in life, having graduated just over a week ago, is school is not just books. And I think personally, it has never been about books or those essays that we wrote or those assignments, cuts, you know, research projects, however much they were detrimental to the course. For me, I would love to take that experience of being in school for almost 5 years, is the conversations I had with the people I actually schooled with, the people I shared classes with, the people I met even in the school events, you know, like, and every other single experience that I had while in school. I am grateful for the conversations I had. I am grateful for the people I met. I am grateful for the conversations I had. I am grateful for everything that happened in between, because as I said, I took it as a journey that actually changed my view on a lot of things. And so yeah, I am grateful, you know, because there were conversations I think I had even after classes, before classes with people, and you would actually get to understand that people have different views and they have their own experiences that led to the views you get. And it's just more and more of understanding. However much you might have your own principles, I think going to school just makes your eyesight broader. Like, you get to see a lot of things, you get to understand different perspectives, because you meet people from different places. Like for me, I'm just a regular guy living in Juja, and then you meet somebody in class who's probably from, I don't know, Eldoret, and then they're coming to Nairobi just because of school. You meet somebody else from Mombasa coming to Nairobi for school. You meet others just across town, you know, across other counties in the country, and all these people have different views to life and different experiences. But what I realized is there are some fundamental parts that actually form these experiences, you know, like you get to understand that coming to school makes you meet these people, to understand that my life, like me personally, my life in Juja is not the same as people who are in Mombasa, you know, like there's a different perspective to things. And I think that's why people love, I've seen a lot of people on the internet talk about, you know, travel the world, go and see different type of people, how they handle their cultures, how they move about, you know, you will get to understand that life is broad, life is beautiful, you know, even in the differences that we have. And so being in school was actually really, really a fun experience for me. However much COVID did the thing, COVID really did the thing for me, because I don't know if you have the same feeling, but I think that was a glitch in the system. Like 3 years, I don't know, 3 years of lockdown. Hey, jamani, mishagani. But anyway, I am glad to be here this day, actually, to have made it to the end, you know. But in those 3 years, I was really, you know, we were, I think, the first batch to do online classes, and it was a new experience where we had to log in the morning. Also, the school had to look for ways to partner with telecommunication companies to get us cheaper bundles, which was a great idea. Another experience to be grateful about. But all these things, I think, have their own way of teaching us things. So I am proud to have seen the start of COVID and the end. The people who weren't so fortunate to see the end of it, but we are here. So we are grateful for that. Hopefully they all rest in peace. Yeah. But anyway, as I was saying, school has been good. School has been good. And, you know, getting to meet people, getting to talk to people. I love talking personally. I love having conversations. I think I've said this now like 10 times. I love having conversations with people, like just getting to listen to people. I love actually listening. However much some people might refute that, actually, if you ask around, I love talking a lot, but I think that's one thing that is part of me. Like, I've tried shutting up, but shutting up it will take time. I think I have actually found a way to teach myself on how to keep quiet. I think it's reading more, but as I've said, I love listening to people, because if you learn the art of listening, I think you'll get to see the things that maybe people hide or people don't really proclaim as much, because of course people have their characters. Their characters are formed from the experiences they've had in their lives. But what they talk about actually proves who they are. Like, there are those realizations that you have when listening to people, you know. And, you know, like the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart speaketh man. So whatever is in you will always come out from your words. Yeah, or your tweets. Yeah, tweets zako. Yes, and your posts. I actually believe in that. I believe that people talk on things that they have an opinion about. People post on things they have an opinion about. They might not fully depict of the person's character, but it has a string attached to it. Your character to that post, to that tweet, to that, I don't know, writings that you do, essays, to those blog posts that you have on every blog post that you have, to the content creators, everything, you know. And so for me, even through this journey, I think it has been more about learning who I am, what I am, and why I am who I am, and what exactly I should be changing, you know. Because we, even with our experiences, I think people learn that we have issues, that we have flaws, as they say, that need to be adjusted a bit, you know, or some to be uprooted. Yes, like me now with the token, kuongea mingi. But anyway, I'm glad to be here. And this is the intro, actually. This is the start, as I said. So I don't want to talk much. I was just trying to give a brief, explanation to why my voice is sounding like this. Probably there are people who've never heard me talk like this as much for this long, but I'm glad that I'm here. And yeah, so this was just a brief explanation of where I am and where I intend to go and why I have set up this exact thing. So maybe in the next part I will have to now formulate the name that I'm going to give this, whatever this is. Yeah, and so thank you for listening in. Thank you, and thank you for being the first to actually listen in. And even if you're the last to listen in, I am grateful that you're here. Being grateful is me, and me is grateful, if that even makes sense. But yeah, so this is it. Welcome to this side of life. Welcome to the side where Mungai resides in. And so, yeah, I bid you farewell. And life itself will be prosperous. Yep, see you in the next round.